Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. 100 episodes!
Yeah!
How have we lasted this
long? I was about to ask the same thing.
Pure stupidity.
I guess it's not our viewership, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just all pure stupidity.
It's been a wild
and
ride.
And the support of your parents.
God. It's that thing we do to find each other every week.
Isn't it, though? Like, we just lose each other. It's like, okay, rendezvous point is right here.
Pretty much.
And we have Skype today.
Woohoo!
Because so Renee got his new laptop.
Yeah.
Renee, I think our mic is... Is it down?
No, it's up.
Oh, here.
Jared just can't talk into it.
Yeah, he's just
gotta
talk
into
it.
You gotta turn your headphones up, too. You'll be fine.
My mic.
Call us if you dare. Our Skype name is TGIF Radio Show. And if nobody calls us on episode 100, are we failures?
I'm gonna cut myself.
Maybe. More or less.
Ben's gonna cut himself.
Do you hear that?
I'll call us on Skype. I don't know how.
I'll cry a little bit.
If you want Ben to cut himself, don't call us. So if you're into that, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yes, here we are, dearly beloved, together again. We have cake. We've had pizza. It's going to
No,
be
we haven't
awesome.
Had cake yet.
Well,
cake is after
we have
the show.
Ice cream cake.
I said we have
oh,
cake.
Oh,
yeah, you
Shut
have
up.
Had pizza.
The cake is a lie.
Pizza. Yeah, well, you could have gotten here earlier.
Just
ditch.
Yes, you could have. You have a right foot for a reason.
Come on, Ben.
Push the accelerator.
You could have brought the dog and left her in
tractor?
The back seat.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, you can take
yeah,
some
go
with
from
you.
Are you driving that on the freeway?
3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, 4 if you got a tailwind.
I actually did go 3 miles per hour today for like 50 minutes. It was pretty terrible.
Oh, man.
I had to move like one tractor from a field to another in third gear with a roller, so I had to go like really slow. It is like a 2-minute drive, but it was like 20 minutes long, just like slowly inching my way.
Just
somebody kill
out.
Me now.
Man, that's way too long. So you can take some pizza with you, man. Feel free. But it's got chicken in it, I hope you
Or just eat it when we go down there.
I was about to say, I'll probably just eat it when we...
Or just make the ice cream your dinner, because we've got... Apparently we had like a loss of communication. We have 2 cakes.
Yeah.
Or was this planned?
No,
I didn't know Jared was going to bring anything.
I didn't know. I figured
this is the first time Jared's actually ever brought something over to eat that he has just eaten everybody else's food.
No, he's brought over the ice cream
cake. Yeah, I brought
over the
ice cream cake last time.
What last time?
For the 2-year anniversary.
I wasn't here for that.
Well, that's
well,
your
I
fault.
Was.
Wait, we're on episode 100, and this has been going for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, I'm old.
Once a week draws Figured. It out a lot.
It really does.
Although, honestly, how many years does it take a TV show to get to 100 episodes? Like 5-6 years.
I don't know. The Simpsons, it was just like a week, and then they had 100 episodes. Ready to go. Just
they
we got
all
content.
The same.
They got content for like the next 2 years. I don't even watch The Simpsons anymore.
Yeah.
You got to talk into the microphone, Ben.
Microphone.
Good
Ben,
job.
Ben, don't eat the microphone. Just talk
Wait,
into it.
Oh, I have the mustard mic. What do you know?
If you don't inhale it, you could always use words.
So guess what I did today, guys?
You watched Firefly with us.
I did that, and that was fun. But no, before I came here.
Okay.
I
went, we got ice cream cake.
I went.
Do you actually
got
want us to guess?
A massage.
What?
Really?
It was the single least manly thing I've ever done in my life.
Or
it was
most
so
manly.
Awesome. So
were you wearing any underwear?
Yes.
What was his
then
name?
Then it wasn't manly.
Huh?
What was his name?
It's especially manly.
It was a her, Jennifer. I made sure to specify.
How
Are you
nice.
Sure it wasn't Jennifer?
Jennifer. Jeez. That's
it's the worst.
Hey, some people are named guys. Guys have girls' names. I mean,
how do you
hey,
how do,
look at
me.
Your dad?
But I mean, come on, a guy named Jennifer.
Yeah.
Well, then a guy Jennifer. Named Stacy.
Girl's named Jennifer. Drew. It happens.
That's oh yeah, but
it's not as rare as you think.
I would fuck a Drew.
I'm scooting over more.
So crazy weather we've been having.
Keep this table keep this table between us, will you?
No, dude, it was awesome getting massage, but they like pamper you so much. They lifted up my feet and put it on a pillow.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious, Ben? Why are you?
How long did
me?
You have to wait before you turned over and?
Did they give you a mani-pedi too while you were there? Like, what drove you to do this?
I was bored today, and I was like, you know what, Mom? What's a good place to get a massage? Because I'm sore. I want a massage. Mom's like, oh, that's a good idea. And
but anyways, how did it feel?
It was awesome.
Yeah. Do you want a good place to get a massage, or do you want a good place to get a massage?
Did you get a happy ending?
No.
You would, Ben.
That's if you give the massage, Ben. Come on.
That's like Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas. No, we are definitely not Vegas.
No.
How much does a good massage cost these days, Jared?
It was $40 there, but
it's not bad actually.
But it's like
stop
70
dropping
or
your
80.
Goddamn phones on the table.
But it's like 70 or 80 if it's not your first time or you're not a member.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. The first ones they
always. So you just always say it's your first time.
No, they have your name on file and.
So you put down a different name.
Yeah, the girls in Pullman. It's always my first time.
Oh, shut up. Hi, my name is Carlos Danger.
That's the first.
And I'm here
with a white guy.
Do you guys hear about Anthony Weiner's Twitter handle that he uses to send dick pics to people? Is Carlos Danger? I'm pretty sure it's Carlos Danger.
That's pretty ridiculous.
But no, how ironic is that a dude named Weiner is sending dirty pictures to people?
Weiner's sending Weiner pics, guys.
When is he gonna change his name already? He's not having a good life.
I think it's funny that he's already been caught for this, and he got caught again, and they haven't ostracized him yet.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah,
different unit of time.
How have we not gotten him in like actual trouble for this? He always talks his way out of it.
Because we don't care.
He's like, I'm flinging my wing and nobody cares.
It's not a crime to send dick pics to people.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird for a person in a public office to send it to somebody who's not his wife.
He's not actually
AKA the whole office.
Well, because he's resigned from Congress.
Is he just doing send all?
Was he in Congress or the Senate?
Mass forward.
Because he resigned from Congress and now he's running for mayor, so he's not.
Maybe he's trying to get public image so he can run for president.
Here's my penis. Hire me.
I mean, look at the last president that people like, Clinton. Come on.
Well, he didn't get
that.
To
granted,
send...
that was before the whole Monica Lewinsky.
Dude, if Clinton.
Yeah,
happened
but
now...
how much of a PR boost do you think that was for him, honestly?
Not much of one. A lot of people really didn't like it, but he did start a war to distract everybody from it, or some type of military conflict.
Yeah, pretty much.
Such a good way.
You're just like, did you have sexual relations with that woman? No. We're going to war!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
But some guy in this island did.
Dude, if Clinton happened now, there would so be images of that area somewhere on the internet.
Oh.
You would be able to find them.
Do you mean his, like... Do you mean
penis
or
him doing stuff?
The girl going to town on it.
No,
what, it
or the cigar or what?
Oh,
the mic I feel like is just cutting out.
Just push it in, like level it out and push that.
It doesn't want you to.
Are you too tall for that thing? Tone it. Like there you go. Now
I like your black.
I feel like I have to slouch.
I like your black emo pinky, Drew. It looks.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool too.
It's a natural position. Yeah, why is your pinky like that? It's.
He got crushed on melons.
You can look at my nail. It looks like it's about to come off, too.
He's just against the machine, guys.
Dear God. Is that... I thought you drew Sharpie on that. That's, like, legitimately...
No, that's literally a blood pool that is scabbed over underneath my nail.
God.
I caught a melon, and it smashed my finger.
Jeez, let's go get a lighter and a hot needle and pop it right in front of my face.
I've already done that twice.
Oh,
this is all dried blood.
So you have no hope. You just have AIDS.
Yeah, I prefer to keep the McDonald's I ate on the way here.
Why would you do that when you know there's pizza?
I actually drilled to get it going. I didn't just stab it with a needle. I actually drilled it with my knife and then stabbed it with the needle. But anyways, as for my elbow that Jared inquired about, this whole area was one giant scab. It was really pretty. About 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I went to Mount Hood with my family for a couple days. We went to the...
And your girl.
No, she didn't come. She didn't come up.
She's a
lady.
No.
No. You weren't there, but maybe she did come.
I understand.
I was hoping that nobody was going to... I was hoping nobody caught when I said that.
Nice one, Jared.
Too bad we're always going to catch
But it only was from Jared.
Boy, am I good.
What is this
And
music?
He still can't
this
get
is
any.
This is She's a Lady by Tom Jones.
Oh. Anyways.
I'm sorry, Jared.
It's Tom, it's fine. And so...
Sorry.
Fine, I won't tell my story.
I'm glad.
Don't be like that.
It's
a safe space. It's the internet.
I'm glad this show has become a good way for us to talk shit about each other.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Come on. That's what it's
now
all about.
Now we can say to each other's face over a microphone, hey, Drew, F you.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared.
Kaylee's dead.
You pissed me off. I was like, no, she can't die. She's hot.
And it, character on Firefly.
It's more Firefly bullshit, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You should have been here, Ben.
They insinuated that this chick was dead, and it pissed me off because she's super hot. And,
but, and then, she and then he's like, no, she can't be dead. I'm like, it's Whedon. He loves killing people off halfway through things.
And he made a very good point, and I got scared.
This is your daily reminder to watch Firefly if you haven't already.
Exactly.
I still haven't.
I just love how those guys were.
Too bad. We'll sit your ass down and make you watch it.
I will choke you out. And then
even Therese finally gave in to watching it, although I did have to sell my soul to the devil practically to do it.
What did you do? Drew. Was the final agreement?
Drew? No, Andrew. One season. Stop. Andrew, stop. So, Drew,
I don't know. We
do?
Haven't sorted that out yet. I agreed that if she agreed to watch all of Firefly and Serenity, then I would watch Desperate Housewives.
You stupid bastard! You sold your soul!
Oh my God!
Sometimes you do what you have
get
to do.
Get gone!
And the consequences.
Leave! I don't want to
Drew,
see you
Drew,
again.
Okay. Make it season for season.
That's what I think it's going to be.
There's one way out of this. Cut your arm off. Cut it off! Somebody get a knife!
Cut out one eye so you only see half of it.
Or just
we
not,
got this.
Or just not pay attention and make fun of the whole show the entire time in your mind.
Like she's going to be doing it?
No, actually, she already thinks Firefly's a good show.
You made a very ambiguous deal with her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that because you think it's a season for season deal where you watch.
She gave you an ounce of silver for 7 pounds of gold.
No, 8 pounds.
I don't know.
There's eight seasons.
Maybe. But no, dude, you gotta make sure that she's not making you watch it series for series.
Well, the thing is, I'm hoping that because we'll be so caught up with other things like Breaking Bad season 5.
Yeah.
That we'll
watch that.
Breaking Bad season 5, Firefly watching through all that. By the time we get through it, then
she'll have forgotten.
She'll either have forgotten or it'll be so spaced out that I won't remember anything about it because, yeah.
Drew.
Or well, she'll actually like the show and then not.
Girls never forget. My girlfriend still gives me crap for falling asleep on her once. Once.
What, that one
during
time.
During what, Ben?
That one time, that was a totally traumatic experience. People remember.
Fine. Stop giving me that.
Shindigs.
So crazy weather we've been having.
Anyways, back to my injuries.
Oh, yeah.
And adventure action hero stuff.
Action.
Actually, kind of the same day. It was kind of cool. Anyways.
Captain America.
No, more like the opening sequence of Goldfinger. Not Goldfinger, GoldenEye.
All right.
Anyways, not GoldenEye, but I was going down.
Why
the Alpine
not GoldenEye?
Because that comes later.
Oh, fine.
So we were going out. Have you been down to the Alpine slide at Mount Hood?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
You know how they say to slow down for the corners?
Yeah.
That's
screw
optional.
That.
Bag that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was optional. So I was going down, and I felt like I was getting a little bit wobbly, so yeah. I kind of, you don't even think about it. You just stick out your elbows a little bit to balance yourself,
smart.
And it just went right across the top. Mm. I didn't slow down at all, I just was like, this hurts, go faster.
Streaks of blood on the Mush! Side of the tube.
I actually didn't bleed until it started scabbing up.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough.
Good. No, because you want to leave blood on something like that because then it scares the other people.
No.
Everybody else is like,
little kids going by, is that brain matter?
No, because then they close it down. They have to send the medic out to see you. You can't do shit and then, yeah.
They sent you
a
medic?
You just don't tell them.
Oh.
No, but three of the people who got injured on go-karts did. Three different kids all had big gashes
injured?
That were going to need stitches. You run into the barrels and a piece of plastic flies into your eye.
Dude, we all should go up to Alpine Slide. That'd be fun.
It would be. That,
hey,
the whole government camp
area.
Yeah.
I leave after next Friday.
Dang,
so we have 1 week left.
Let's go next Saturday.
Wait, when you say next Friday, do you mean...
As in a week from today?
As
right?
in...
We've
yeah.
always been fuzzy on when you deploy, so to speak.
I'm fuzzy
August
on the good,
6th.
Bad thing.
Okay. August 6th.
Oh, dude, yeah, this Saturday. Let's go.
As in like, tomorrow?
Yeah, I gotta like work.
Tomorrow
I,
or the
yes,
second?
Well, I gotta work and
tomorrow
I've
or
I work till the 28th,
which is Sunday. And then your sister said something about going to Wild Waves, which I think we should bag
dude.
Wild Waves and go spend
government
one night.
Camp.
Either government camp, spend a weekend to government, like spend 2 days at government camp, or go up to Great Wolf Lodge and spend.
No,
one
too expensive.
Night there.
Much too expensive.
Shit. Stop touching.
Sorry.
That.
Anyways,
but if you split
but,
between a bunch of guys,
it's still too expensive. Plus, I'm not sure I'd want to share one hotel room with a bunch of guys. It looked kind of
like,
weird checking
we're gonna
in.
Be doing
oh, it can be done. Come on.
I don't care. I don't want to have that awkward check-in of everybody looking together at you when you're all passing out the wristbands amongst your little couples and then the one odd man.
We're not trying to pick up on the one girl there with her, like, 20,
although, yes, that
olds.
Would equally look equally awkward if it is just Therese and five guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a gangbang in the making. That's just kind of messed up.
Dude, it's either that or you pay for separate hotel rooms, and that sucks.
At $300 a night, no.
Come on.
That's what I was saying. You know, between five of us, it's not that bad.
But anyways, so yeah, and then so I did that, and then we went over to the other side, which has all the other cool stuff, and then this is the Goldfinger part, GoldenEye, not Goldfinger. GoldenEye
now
stuff.
It's GoldenEye. GoldenEye. Make up your goddamn mind.
Because, Brosnan. Anyways, Brosnan. You know the scene when he jumps off the dam?
Yeah.
Okay, they have a bungee jumping thing. There, and you literally you walk up to the top of the thing, you go up to the edge, you have the harness,
a big one,
and it's 100 feet off the ground.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not the best, but it's not the worst. And then pretty much you can do whatever you want. So I basically did it where I literally dove head first and dove literally head face into the ground,
this
just like
dive.
GoldenEye. I just was like,
you just gotta
jump, leaped, arms out, everything. It was a lot of fun
because this is
I
audio
would be
show.
Scared shitless,
dude. Come on,
we have live streaming.
Sorry,
I see the camera.
Sorry for your senses, Renee, but. Fuck that.
Come on, I'd do it.
Dude, I'm going airborne. Awesome. I can't wait to go jump out of planes.
I know.
I
want to
jump
fun.
Out
I'm
of a plane,
do
too.
I know. I don't
want to
do
that.
In the
do...
Navy? What flying boat?
We have more planes than the
Helicarrier.
Air Force.
The Avengers. It's happening.
Dude, Air if you Force. End up on the Helicarrier, like, make sure you kill Loki, okay?
I will. I'll be sure to just bust out my gat and pop him in the head.
I don't think
that'll work. Don't open the cage, because then you get stabbed in the back when you got the little thingy gun thing that, yeah.
Speaking of movies, Pacific Rim.
Yes!
No, let's
no
not
spoilers.
Even go there.
No
yes!
spoilers.
Let's not even go there.
We saw
it was awesome.
Let's not even go
there. Yeah, Renee's got the poster up on the wall already.
I love it. It's staying there forever.
I think the coolest part is, like, within the first 5 minutes, you don't question the logic that they have giant robots and that they don't just have bigger bombs. You're just like,
that's
you know what?
Because you turn your brain off.
You just go, it makes sense.
It's
of course they have big robots.
Because there's...
That's good.
Because there's giant Godzilla.
That,
genius!
Because that is the most efficient reuse of resources.
I will fart on you, Drew.
Dude.
I already farted on you.
The
so.
World is ending. What else are you going to do?
Fucking robots.
Build a billion bombs.
Yeah. Let's just make bigger robots.
No, you need to read the graphic novel, too. Because
there's a graphic novel?
Yes.
Why am I not?
Oh, God.
Was it written before
that.
Or after?
It's called Tales from Year Zero. It talks about how they nuked him at first, but they wanted to try something else because that was making the area too irradiated. So,
okay, was this made before or after the movie?
What about
came
the hydrogen bombs? We got those.
Same concept, actually.
Those still make things radio.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
So, Ben, was the graphic novel made before or after the movie was released?
I actually don't know.
Probably after. It's more like a continuation crap.
No, it's all.
Let's find out.
I know it's continuation.
Into the mic.
Stuff. Anyways,
into the mic.
And then another thing that we did, there was their Virage Indy cars. They're like mini Indy cars or souped up go karts, and you run around the track as fast as you can, set your best lap time.
And then, oh wait, no, you told me about this.
Yeah, and
this
so
is cool.
And so when I did six laps, and on my fourth lap, I set the sixth fastest lap they've ever had.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah, and I was less than a second faster than their fastest dude, which was like a semi-pro race car driver.
Nice.
Considering I've never actually driven a race car or gone around a course like that ever.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
So just go there again and beat your record, right?
I kind of want to.
Yeah. Well, we'll plan this, but who, you know, and this is the part of the show where we talk about plans that will never happen.
Pretty much.
Hey.
Or that was like 5 minutes ago.
I will rule the world.
That's
Renee had already have that planned.
That seems
great.
We're
going to combine computer science with mechanical engineering, build a robot army.
It's basically Pacific Rim.
No, I was thinking more like Terminator, but we're like the menacing overlords or iRobot.
Dude, Terminator was like so far behind.
Collective.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, or
it's
more
not
like
called Zero Hour Andrew. It's
what was it?
0 Year.
Oh, Zero.
Pacific Tales from Rim. Year Zero.
Yeah, Pacific Rim. Tales from Year Zero.
Yeah, I want to read that now.
It's pretty good.
I did something that. Just literally broke my heart yesterday. Well, actually, technically it was this morning.
Bring it on.
I haven't had very many hours this week, and I was up at 2 a.m. I just so happened to be up at 2 a.m. And I get a call from you know where, Slaveway, and they
at
tell me...
In the morning?
At 2 in the morning? What the
pretty
hell?
Much 2 in the morning. They tell me they're having an emergency at the store. The emergency in question... All of the freezers
yes,
have
I heard
shut down.
They were still down when I was at work today.
At 2 in the morning? What the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every freezer, all of aisle 3, all of aisle 2, and all of the aisled coolers.
Yep.
Those all were completely down. So
what?
They had to empty every single item out of there and
what?
Put that in the freezers.
Yeah, and I had a pretty sparse week in terms of hours, so I decided, I'm up anyway. I'll
you
go
did
do
not,
this.
Did you?
I did. What? It's called boss points, man.
It's true. Why do you think I... pressure wash that garbage chute.
Yeah, and then I go there at 2 a.m. and I'm up anyway. Who cares? So I go there, and we literally have to throw out. I probably saw maybe $7,000 worth of ice cream.
Oh no, you saw more than that.
Going there. Well, I don't know. I didn't really count it.
Yeah,
just at 30 carts full.
No, that's more like like $20,000.
Oh my God.
Because Jose threw away like 2 carts worth.
Jose.
And he said he was throwing away about $3,000 in ice cream.
Oh man,
that's ridiculous.
So that's about $1,500 a cart.
It was a lot of stuff that we had to throw away. And like people were like opening up cartons and like taking little scoops out of it. Yeah,
no shit.
But like I couldn't even bring myself to do that.
Come on, go to the deli, get a spoon, and just start munching.
Dude, I would
get one of those gallon tubs and just start munching it.
I was so
emptied all of them.
Why didn't you take one home?
Just take like a garbage bag. Because
it would have been like another 3 hours before I would have gotten to go home.
Put it in the freezer.
It was munching
out. What freezer?
The one that's in the break room.
Yes, I got ice cream cake here now. So.
2 ice cream cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay. It's like, is it cool if I keep them?
No.
Because you guys could take some home with
I want
you,
two pieces to go home with me.
Okay. You bought one of the cakes, so.
Yep.
You
and then had them write on it.
Yeah.
Which is good because apparently all those coolers, did all those coolers get out too? Did all those bakery coolers go out?
Jared,
like the end cap, the end base ones?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. So the ice cream case stayed intact. But yeah, those coolers were still down. They were working. They were still down when I was in at work today at noon to 4.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, my mom went to get ice cream and said they were like just fixing the freezers.
Yeah, they were just fixing them when I was getting close to leave at like 3.
It was ice cream hell.
Pretty much.
Like literally because it was too hot for
ice
the ice
cream. Ice-cream-ageddon.
It was so bad. And then like we thought of this great idea. You know how we've had Jell-O wrestling. We've had KY wrestling. Why not ice cream wrestling? If you've got the resources.
It's the cold to cause your muscles to cramp.
I think you should. Well, no, it's melted.
I went to Jell-O wrestling.
Then it's going
to. I'm not kidding. I went to alcoholic Jell-O wrestling.
Cool.
You would.
Kiddie pool?
It was
just full of it?
Yes. Mm. It was amazing.
It was a good night.
It's happening again this year, so.
No way.
I'll make sure to inform you guys when Jell-O wrestling's coming.
Take a video of it and put it on the internet.
Send us the itinerary and we'll clear our schedules.
Yep.
Maybe.
Maybe if I can get some leave, I'll come back.
I will warn you guys about Jell-O wrestling.
Dude, I come back for a week in January.
And Halloween. Halloween, too.
I wish I could be here for Halloween.
I come back for about 2 weeks, about Christmas time.
How do you get away with that?
Everything shuts down at Christmas time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we still have class.
No, well, plus that's the end of my basic anyway. So.
Oh. See, we December go from
basic. See, with the military cuts, they got to cut summer. They're like, well, why not Christmas?
Yeah.
But wouldn't they give you more time off then?
Yeah, so they give you off Christmas.
No, I have classes.
No, he gets Christmas off.
Yeah.
Do you get New Year's off?
You don't.
Like, I probably have
Nobody
Christmas
gets to fire
Day
big ass fireworks off.
Yeah.
5-inch Starburst.
No, best fireworks.
10-inch guns off the destroyer.
Bring
a saw back. Be like, happy 4th of July.
Tracers.
In the Navy, bottle rockets are legal.
Everything's legal in the Navy.
No bottle about it. These are just rockets.
Drinking at 18 is legal in the Navy.
Somehow I'm doubting that.
As soon as you leave U.S. waters.
Yeah, I've definitely been out of U.S. waters on a cruise ship and haven't been able to drink.
Dude,
that's
again,
a cruise ship.
Definitely twice.
Lake Michigan, though.
Definitely still stole drinks.
But I'm. That's just for training.
Yeah, but still, you can't do anything there. Like, where are you going to go after that?
Is there any part of the lakes, the Great Lakes, that are technically crossing at Canada?
Only lake that is
have
entirely...
Have them cross into Canadian waters.
The only lake that is entirely in the U.S. is Lake Michigan.
Oh.
All the rest of them are split.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
So all I have to do is just go into those waters.
Yep. And then when you cross into Canada, you're
it's
still in
19...
the parts where it's... No, only in some parts of Canada.
How many minutes deep are we?
24.
All the way deep.
What, here?
Balls in the walls deep.
Balls deep.
Balls
deep.
It's, what is it? It's 120 degrees, 57 hours, and 43 minutes.
What?
That's like our latitude.
Oh, okay.
No, longitude.
Or, you know, you could just say Lake Michigan for us civilians, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not, it's not a military.
No,
it's just
here.
A coordinates.
I know.
That
here, that's
Google
what
Maps.
We are.
Yeah, but I don't know
about,
where things are.
I thought
are
about
by
122.
Yeah,
121.
122 degrees.
Oh, I thought you said 120.
No, I
dude, the only reason...
If you two seriously look this up, I'm going to bash my head into
we
this
are.
Record.
I'm not looking it up. He is, though.
Dude, like, the only reason I know where the 45th parallel is because, like, that's a major landmark.
Yeah.
And
that's it, though. Really.
39th parallel?
Equator, too. What? 39th I'm going to have to get pretty good at land navigation before I can go to
that's
basic.
That's Korea.
That's like, oh, Korea?
Yeah, that's that's the line that separates North and South Korea. It's 38th parallel.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at my map right parallel. Now, actually. Yeah. So that's
and if you're driving from, like, Sun River to here, you actually cross the 45th parallel. And it has a big sign crossing the 45th parallel.
Whoopie dick.
It's not like, that big of a sign.
Anyway, moving along.
Yes, on to more interesting topics.
What should we talk
Some
about?
Some dude swam from Canada to the U.S. and back.
That's not
illegally. he was kind of drunk when he did it.
Of course he was. Hell Which yeah. side did he start from, though?
Canada.
Okay. Did the Mounties pick him up or did the U.S.?
Mounties, because he made it back.
Yeah.
You know, because like his friends saw him disappear and they're like, oh, I guess we better call the Coast Guard.
You know what I never realized?
What?
The Mounties don't wear those red uniforms anymore until.
What?
I didn't realize that until recently.
What?
You're kidding me.
No, they wear like basically like a white or a blue uniform.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I know.
I want them to keep it for tradition, man.
I think that's the, like their dress uniforms, but
that's,
I still.
Yeah, that's definitely still their dress uniform.
I don't care. I wanted to wear that all the time.
I mean, the dudes at Buckingham Palace still wear the hats that look like skinned badgers, you know?
Oh, I thought they looked like. Yeah. Upside down, a moose version of an Arab's beard.
What yeah. do you get? Hey, I know an Arab. He doesn't have
I don't care.
That's offensive to his Arab friend.
I don't care. He's not here.
What do you guys think?
Worst case, if I offend him, he'll blow himself up.
What do you guys
That's racist.
That is horrible. That is horrible. I know.
Yeah, I got to tell him that.
I don't want him to blow me up.
What do you guys think about the royal baby? Do you think that's.
I don't give a fuck.
You know, in my opinion, people.
I second Drew on this notion.
Ben, no, we're moving on to a different topic. I am not talking about this.
People just need Prince to stand Joe, up.
Have you seen Kim Kardashian, Kanye's baby?
You shut up, too.
Your face.
Ben, that's about Jared. The same level of what we're hearing right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is total bullshit.
We don't need to pay attention to them, really.
People need to let other people live their own
Although,
goddamn lives.
Although, stupid baby. How many babies are born in the course of a day?
A lot.
Exactly.
How many babies
What's the difference?
Rule one country soon? One! One goddamn baby!
Speaking of the UK, UK's going to try and block porn. Let's see how that goes. You didn't hear about this?
No.
How are they going to do that?
They're going to have better luck blocking alcohol.
So Mr. David Cameron was all, I feel that pornography is... That's, I don't know how he talks, but he wants to make a porn filter where you have to opt in to receive the porn.
What?
Which is going to really show how popular porn is.
So they'll have like a list of everybody who looks up porn in the country?
I guess.
I would be proud to have my name on that list.
I wouldn't care.
Oh,
Jared would create aliases to put on that list.
It's like, yeah, I'm on there five times, motherfucker.
Who is
you
this
would,
guy?
Man. You would.
I don't know.
But,
his plan is not going to work
out.
But no,
basically, what is the difference between this royal baby and somebody born in Alabama? They're both inbred. They're both people nobody cares about. Yeah, they may be the king in their own eyes, but that doesn't mean that they ever will be.
But what is going to be the king
and they
in
really
an
don't rule anything.
A bunch of other countries
Who cares?
Yeah.
The
UK is just
how long the queen lives.
No,
she's outlived her grandkids.
No, the UK is just a bigger trailer hood.
Basically.
All the Commonwealth
The kings and
like
queens don't mean anything there. They have parliament, and that's what really rules
know,
it. It's just a public
still,
image.
They're still public
and
image.
Well, they're not even inbred.
It's like the vice president. They don't do shit.
If the king says, oh, we're all going to die, well, then they're all going to kill themselves because they're
their
crazy.
Head.
Well, dude, I'm pretty sure, like, they're not really inbreeded anymore because, like, this the chick that this dude's married to, she was just a normal citizen.
That was the huge piss off, though, is that she wasn't.
And she's hot.
They haven't had, like, any serious deformities since, like, King Louis the Human Glue Stick or whatever
that
his name
was. That people know of.
What, the 16th?
The man in the iron mask.
Yeah.
No, that's the 14th. I'm thinking the 16th. That...
He was a screwed up dude.
Yeah.
Because he had like...
Louis XVI.
He was
very screwed up in the face.
Yeah. And he was like, he had like that brittle bone thing where like, you just like, hey, put her there. And he's all like, what the fuck? You just broke my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Didn't most of them have that bleeding disorder too? That one that you get cut and you won't stop bleeding?
Like hemophilia or whatever?
Hemophilia, yeah.
Yeah. I actually haven't heard of that. Is that true?
Really? Yeah.
I've thought I've heard that about some things, but yeah,
I have a family who has that whole group.
They aren't even the first in line to the throne to begin with.
Yeah, he is. He's third in line, dude.
He's third in line, not first.
So he could die.
He has to kill off two other people in order to get there.
Third in line because his dad is right there.
Hey, does anybody?
His dad and then his brother.
No, his brother's behind him.
How is his brother? Okay.
I don't even know.
What about his uncle?
He's been ousted to the back. Yeah.
Because I thought there was two or three people in front of him.
No, it goes.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. We need to stop to change to a different topic now.
So, how about this lovely weather, right?
This hasn't happened in like 30, 40 years.
So, the dude, is anybody.
A baby born?
No, the royal baby is born. In a country we actually care about, not one of the crazy Africa ones that are like, this is Prince Mark.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Belgium has its sixth king.
No one cares.
Whatever.
I think Jared cares about that.
So how about the movie World War Z? Yes.
Nobody cared about it.
100th episode.
Does anybody want to take...
Totally relevant information.
Does anybody want to take any bets on when the current queen is going to die? I've always been curious.
I don't think she will.
90 infinite.
She just made a deal with Satan a while ago.
10 years.
Pretty much. Have you,
10 years?
10 years.
I mean, she's like, what, 87 now?
Yep. She's 87, yeah.
Born April 21st, 1926.
I think she'll live to be 100, honestly. I'd put money on 100.
I would. Wow. I'd put money on Andrew's statement, 10 years.
10 years.
I'd say 10 years.
She hasn't had really any major health problems.
No, she has had basic old people issues.
Yeah.
Not even that big. Much basic
she's
old people issues.
She's just aging. I mean,
yeah, exactly. She's not even aging badly. I mean, she can still climb in and out of the Rolls Royce on her own, even shut the door on her own.
Well, wow, that's somebody that actually can do something.
I know, and Rolls Royces have heavy doors.
Not like the
people that don't just come in the Rolls Royce and push that little button that closes the door for you.
But those are awesome.
I was kind of making a joke towards any type of money where they actually. No,
I'm just thinking
of
Rolls Royce in general because they're like 6-inch thick doors.
Well, I was saying because nobody with money or any type of royalty never opens their own doors.
Well, she doesn't open her door. She closes it, though.
Andrew,
nobody
what the
closes
did
it
you
either.
Just say?
I don't know.
Pretty much, if you're a wealthy prick, you don't do shit for yourself.
I think I could honestly see her living to be 100, nice round age, and then just die on her the day after her
100th
birthday.
I am so glad.
Yeah, she blows out all the candles and a vein pops in her head.
Yep. Her parents signed the contract on the day of her birth and they set it for 100 years. It's like the world's longest AT&T contract, except it's for your life, and then she just keels over as soon as it's over.
Contract up, we're done.
So we pretty much all agree on 100 years?
Somewhere in that time
97.
Frame. Somewhere, plus or minus, plus or minus 5 years of 100.
I'm going to say she's going to die in 2 years just to make it interesting.
You're a very grim person.
Ben, if she dies with a bullet in her head,
we're
all
going
to
die
or
7 months ago.
Maybe the baby's going to drive her insane. And then, like, you know, it's like a Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah,
situation.
If grandma has to babysit.
Yeah. Oh, she might get tired of the
that
little
That might
brat.
Be interesting going over to grandma's for the night.
So
is it grandma or great grandma?
It's grandma. What? I don't know.
Ask questions, Andrew.
We
don't
aren't British.
Questions.
Don't ask
questions.
Don't need the. No, it's grandma, I think.
We're not British. We're not supposed to know this stuff.
Yeah.
Or actually, it could be all three, honestly. It depends. Like I said, they're pretty inbred.
I talked to my British friend, Joe. He said everybody, when the news came out, everybody there was basically drunk for 2 days.
What is
yeah.
that?
He's like, yeah, dude, I went to the pub, and like I saw this guy there. I
Except
left.
For the
I
thing
came back
is,
the next day, and he was still
that's the same
there.
Thing as going to the World Cup finals.
That's a good point.
Oh.
That's about the same level of enthusiasm,
dude. Do you think it's still gonna
happen?
Is that
happen? Like the Super Bowl for here?
For no, that's the Super Bowl of soccer. Is
of
the World
the
Cup?
World.
What? Yeah. I don't know. Stuff is pretty screwed up in Brazil right now. I don't even know if like.
Oh, yeah, do you guys hear about that?
Brazil. I've heard. Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
What happened?
People have been protesting there for a while, just like
Turkey, Egypt.
Yeah, protesting grandiose spending in Brazil, though.
Yeah.
What is grandiose spending?
A lot of it. Like, unnecessary
for the World
Cup.
It's basically almost kind of like the whole Occupy thing with
the
world. Everybody's like, hey, stop spending stupid amounts of cash,
yeah,
dude.
Although with Occupy, people weren't, like, you know,
they had
rioting.
That, well, some of them were, and B... They didn't really have any idea what they were actually protesting for.
Yeah, no.
But look at...
they just thought it was a cool time to come together.
What was it? It was that city in California, like Arlington or something like that.
There's an Arlington in California?
No, not Arlington. I'm trying to think of it.
Sacramento?
No.
Redding?
Start with an A.
Anaheim? No, not Anaheim.
It's where the A is. Oakland.
That's an O.
Oakland, that's
an O. Oh, yeah, Oakland's pretty much the gang version of LA.
Of the Oakland A's, but no, there were, like, riots in Oakland, if I remember right, over Occupy.
That's just any general Tuesday.
It just happens.
Oakland is literally one giant gang town.
You're
that's
just,
why you go around Oakland when you go into San Francisco.
Oakland,
you don't go through it, even though it's the most direct route. You go around it.
Don't even,
and that's why the Golden Gate Bridge is on the opposite side, because they didn't want to get tagged.
Yeah, you can't drive through it because you're just going to get hop-ons as you drive through. They're trying to bug you. Hop-ons. You know. Yeah.
That's just why you drive through California with a gun.
Guys who just kangaroo under your car.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Habits
but,
all the time.
Shoot, what was that thing making me think
especially
of?
In Orange County.
Anal.
It's an Arrested Development reference.
No. What were we saying? Not Oakland, not
Anaheim. People in Oakland.
No, go back further than that. I was thinking of something. Keep
San
going back
Diego,
further.
San Francisco.
No,
I don't
back.
Think we
the
can
Brazil
go back.
Riots. Well, we haven't been Skype
Egypt.
Yet, so I'm gonna start cutting myself.
Bye, Ben.
People, Skype us.
Please. It's not gonna happen because we've already gone over the 30 minutes.
Oh, you guys all suck.
It's time for ice.
You
want to
keep? Yeah, I want to eat some cake because you guys are making it hot in here, and I don't like it.
Well,
it's
finally.
Getting hot in here. So, Renee, what does that mean?
That means I gotta take off my hat and.
No, all
you
your
know,
clothes.
Any extra clothes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. We do not want to see him without
Step
clothes.
Step it. Go
Jared,
ahead.
He is too white.
My game?
Yeah.
Take off all my clothes?
Okay, maybe not all of them,
Are
but...
Are we getting gay in here? Let's do this.
Let's see. Okay, it seems to be happening, so like us on Facebook.
We got to go out without shirts on.
If you want to see shirtless pictures of Jared, like us on Facebook, facebook.com.
We will put
our
pictures.
If we get an extra, if we get a new like on Facebook, I will post a picture of shirtless Jared.
I'm
just one.
How about a shirtless picture of all five of us?
Dude, one like is
okay.
Not worth it.
Yeah,
no.
I don't want to put you guys down too much.
I don't care.
Ben, it's
I don't,
okay. We all know Renee's going to be the whitest one here.
I, for one,
Renee
reject
make
this
all
idea
look
completely.
Anyway, Renee,
the camera will be blinded by the light.
You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/TGIFradio. We're also TGIFradioshow@gmail.com. You can email us all this like stuff that you never send us. I check it. Seriously. There's nothing in there.
Not even spam?
What's wrong with... Well, spam.
Oh, okay.
You know, like that, like activation.
Maybe they listen to us.
But, no.
That's a good joke.
Spam oh, people.
I do know,
you might actually
I do,
be getting that email used.
I do know one group of people who probably listen to us.
Who?
The NSA.
Enjoy this, you f***ers. We'll be back next week, episode 101. Congratulations on the
success.
Woo!
Yeah!
Baby!
We're going to go eat cake now. Goodbye.